What a great way to start the day. Wham! On Mix 94.5. It's 9 past 8, 21 now, top of 33 today and warming up over the next couple of days. 36 and then 37. Our Dead Set legends, Tanya Armstrong and Lachie Reid, filling in for Claisey, Matt and Kimber.
Dancing away, did the Jetta aerobics earlier this morning and then doing a bit of dancing with Wham. Hey, Tan, yesterday we chatted to a parent of a Year 12 student. Today we're going to the top. We're going to the headmaster of Scotch College, Dr. Alec O'Connell, and he joins us now. Alec, welcome to you. How have you been going in recent weeks?
Mate, I was trying to visualise you doing Wham dancing. That threw me off a bit.
He's got his fluoro fingerless gloves on as well. Yep.
Knocked off balance now.
We'll get back up because we've got some serious questions for you. And I want to start with how do you think the online learning has worked so far for you?
Oh, look, it's been amazing in many ways. We did have a lot of footprint in that space in terms of our learning management system that holds all of our curriculum. So the transition required us to be able to take that material and teach it online. So that's the difference. Having material in a database doesn't mean you're online. It's actually the ability to take it and then deliver it. So we just made a decision of many platforms. We chose Microsoft Teams 365. And so the teachers are now teaching the students online. In fact, I do some outside classes myself. And last night, there were six of us from Brisbane, Sydney, Perth. We were online last night as well. So is it ideal? It's not the same as being in a class. There's no way. But the teachers have been marvellous. And the program's running from four-year-olds all the way through to year 12. And I've been going around the classrooms as much as possible over the last couple of weeks. And it's simply outstanding what the staff are able to do. It's amazing.
So. It has been amazing. And I think we should pay tribute to the hard work, the teachers. I've got a lot of good friends who are teachers. They put in so much work. Oh. Alec, what do you think term two is going to look like? I know a lot of parents out there who are homeschooling are wondering, how much longer are we doing this?
Yeah, Tanya, just picking up your last comment about the appreciation of teaching has probably gone through the roof. So that should sort that out for about 50 years, I reckon. I'd like to be positive. I did a recorded assembly yesterday, messaged the boys, and you know, I said, look, I'd love to think we'll be back, but I think we'll end up with a term of the same situation. I think it's our corporate responsibility to back the government, and if we need more, you know, a period of greater isolation, then that's what we should all be doing. So I'm planning for next term to be the same delivery mode. What's working at the moment, I hope this stays in place, is that our staff are able to come into the school. Those who've asked for exemptions because of health, elderly parents, underlying medical conditions, I've allowed them to teach from home. The majority are coming in here to use their classrooms, which helps them with resources and also just keeps a bit of collegiality. So in the ideal scenario, that would be scenario one, that we just continue as we are. Yes, it'd be great to return, but I just can't see that at the moment. And I'm Scotch, but we're planning to be out for the whole term as such.
How does that then roll on to year 12 students? Because there must be a concern now. Yeah. And do you know when exams are going to be for them?
No, there's still discussions. Look, Lockie, I'm a bit different. I have a view on all of that, which sometimes I get myself in trouble. the reality is I think the universities and the authorities are just going to have to work with this. I mean, there was a nonsense proposal about extending year 12 into year 13. Well, that's just insanity. There's no need to do that. I believe, you know, if the exams don't go in their purest form, the universities and ourselves will be able to tell, most schools will give the organisation some indication of where their boys are. Even there's been a talk that some of the universities will allow prediction based on year 11 grades. That will make it more challenging. But, you know, I said to them the other day, you know, yes, we have normal processes. How many of us at the moment are operating under normal processes? So we have to think differently. And of all the times in our life, these young people in year 12 are under more pressure. I mean, 8 hours, enough pressure is under a normal gig. The uncertainty and what have you, the quicker we can give them certainty about next year, the better. Not whether we can run our normal processes. I just find that countercultural to me. And so I'm not worried. I'm certainly not worried about our 12s. There'll be a lot of people worried out there. But my view is that to the young people and to the parents, it's our job to sort that. And hopefully we'll have a pathway for year 12s to choose whatever alternatives there are. It's not just about university. Remember, there's 35-40% only go to university. It's all the other choices. You know, there's young men who, girls who probably got apprentices in mind, or TAFE, or workplace. So there's lots to be considered. So we just have to work sensibly and try and give some calm and assurance to these young people, because they're going to be, this year for them, they're already losing the lovely bonus of being a year 12, all the things that they would normally do. These poor kids have lost everything this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's been
great.
You know,
we've got to work with them. You know, they're why we're here. We're not here for bureaucracy and processes. We're here to help them and look after their well-being, and making sure they know what's going to happen as quickly as possible is imperative in my view.
Appreciate you taking our call, Dr. Alec O'Connell, the headmaster of Scotch College. I'm feeling for you too, because I know you love your sport. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, see you, Lockie. See you.
10.
Bye.
It's the Dead Set Legends on at Mix 94.5, and we're going to catch up with your mate Tim Gossage next on Mix 94.5.